You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
See that meme that runs around social media of a fan at a stadium holding up a sign that says, "I just hope both teams have fun." I'm here in Seattle, and I'm just hoping that your favorite team and the Mariners have fun. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning from the Pacific Northwest. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins where you found this. It'll be Pirates versus Mariners here tonight at T-Mobile Park. That's a 10:10 p.m. first pitch back home. Mitch Keller is on the mound. I don't care who's pitching for Seattle. I don't care that the Mariners are coming off a sweep and a lot of people out here are excited about them. I just want to see everybody have fun. I just want to see everybody get better. I want to see improvement. If it sounds like I'm not being completely serious, I actually am. Kind of. A little bit. Not all that much. Because the other day at PNC Park, Ben Cherington, he spoke the quiet part out loud. He basically put it out there that this is, can I use the word punt? It's so negative. It's so derogatory, even though I'm pretty sure I kind of made it up myself. But it sounds like they're not even trying. It sounds like they're just outright quitting. And I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think it's just that they don't see this as the season, or maybe even a season, meaning a season in which they'd contend. Standings don't matter. The 20-8 start doesn't matter. I'm going to read you this quote from Cherington speaking with reporters the other day at PNC Park. We have audio of this at DK Pittsburgh Sports, but it wasn't going to play real well here. And I'd rather that you understand what he said. Again, from Cherington, "We made no secret. We came into 2023 focused on improvement and wanting that to be continuous over the course of 2023 and beyond 2023. Nothing's changed there. We have improved. We're not satisfied with that. We want to keep getting better. We know we need to keep getting better. And the best way for that to happen for us will be through players who are already in the organization contributing even more over the course of 2023 than is happening now. Both players who are here on our major league team already and players who are potentially in the major leagues. We do have the benefit of time and games to continue learning more about that." My friends, I don't know what else to say here. I don't know if you need me to spell that out. But this is spoken on Wednesday morning with the Pirates a game out of first place. And knowing that they're going to have, or at least being relatively sure or hopeful that they're going to have at some point in the season, O'Neill Cruz back, that they have an opportunity to promote Andy Rodriguez, Henry Davis, Quinn Priester, that they can become a significantly better team by season's end. And all they'd have to do in the interim is just, as I've been saying, keep their heads above water. Don't drown. Don't fall too far behind Milwaukee or whoever else makes it up there into that mix. But that's a truth bomb. It's a deflating truth bomb if you're trying to take this season seriously. But that's the mindset. That's why there's no rush. That's why there's no push. That's why Charrington can drive across Route 22 to Altoona, watch Davis slug a couple of homers, get right back in his car and come back to Pittsburgh without batting an eyelash. Because this season isn't it. For him. For him. For the guy running the baseball operations. You heard him. He's seen improvement. All right, let's see a little bit more. He's not fazed by where the team is, what the rest of the division is doing, or any of that kind of stuff. At all. At all. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of games left on the schedule. I just made a 5-hour flight out here to cover these three. And just, you know, I hope they go well. I hope the boys have fun. I mean, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? You want me to read you the quote again? Because there's actually way, way, way more to it, and it's all just that. There are some executives in sports who develop. It's what they do. They see their roles as general managers, principally as elevated farm directors. Neil Huntington was no different. Neil Huntington wouldn't have made any of the moves that he did in 2012, 2013 if he didn't have Mark Del Piano, Jim Benedict, and some other veteran people underneath him pushing him like crazy. I will go to the grave believing that, based on everything that I'd ever heard at that time. Otherwise, it would have just been a whole lot more development. Development, development, development. Baseball America rankings. I don't think the Pirates have a great team. I don't think the Pirates have a World Series contending team. And I don't know that they're going to be that in August either. But I don't put a zero-sum value on competing and contending, even if it's a crappy division, even if it's the division coming back to you. I think there's something to be gained from that experience. For the younger players, for the older guys, certainly for the city. But I don't have anything to do with the process. Charrington does. This is his. This is his. So have some fun, boys. When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone. An eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
Your front door, your car, your bike, your computer, your gun. Safety is a habit. Every day you lock and secure your home and everything you want to keep safe. Gun safety and responsible storage are no different, and the best way to help prevent accidents, misuse, and theft. If you have a firearm, own it, respect it, and secure it. Visit ProjectChildSafe.org, brought to you by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this.
Adidas.
Today's J1Q comes from Mike Zampano, who asks, DK Henry Davis has been playing some right field lately in Altoona. I saw some highlights on Tim Williams' Pirates prospect site, and he looks decent. The arm really plays in right field. Do you think it's possible that this is being done to get his bat to Pittsburgh quicker, sort of how they moved Neil Walker to third base to hasten his bat to the majors? Walker's development and ascent could make their own entire show someday. I'll beg to differ with that latter description, but again, we can do that some other time. Davis's arm will play anywhere in any sport. He has what the scouts call an 80 grade arm. That's on the scouting scale of 20 to 80. So 80 is as good as it gets. Henry being in right field is, for me, an encouraging sign. I don't believe for a split second that it'll accelerate anything. Not to belabor the point made in the opening segment, but this general manager is not going to be swayed. He has a timetable. He's going to stick to it. He has a priority that doesn't involve this season, and he's going to stick to it. But what has me most intrigued about Henry being in right field is that I'm not so sure that isn't where he should be. You know, I don't agree. And maybe I'll be proven 100% wrong on this. So you guys who've listened to me for a long time or read my writing or whatever know that when I'm wrong, I'm first one to say it. And in some cases, happy to be wrong. This would be one of those. If the Pirates end up with two mega all-star catchers who start 81 games each and both make the all-star game, they represent the National League's entire catching contingent, I'll eat it, okay? I just will. But that doesn't happen. That's not normal. And Charrington's thrown some hints about how the Pirates could come up with some unique lineup arrangement to accommodate them both. And that's fun. That's fun. And thinking outside the box is healthy. There's a reason it never happens. And I'd really, really like the idea of Henry in right field or Andy somewhere. I don't care. I don't care. I do not like the idea of both of the best bats in your system going behind the plate for a bunch of reasons. You get banged up. You have about 80%, if not more, of your daily attention consumed by what the pitchers are doing instead of what you're doing at the plate. And to repeat, you're not going to be back there for 100 games, 110 games. You're just not. Not in that setting. So I like the idea of Henry getting the work. I really do. I really do. Meaning in right field. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. And we'll have another one of these on, I was about to say Monday. Monday's Memorial Day. I'll be back doing this show on Tuesday. And have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, everybody.